You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Goche Van Malderen is the CEO and founder of Perlego, the digital streaming platform for textbooks. Around the world, the cost of textbooks is one of the greatest pain points for college and university students, who often only read small sections of increasingly expensive books. And this, of course, has led to books being read and shared illegally, and endless complaints to professors over why the latest edition of a book is required. And so, after graduating himself, Goche set about to completely upend the model. Perlego has indeed had incredible traction with universities and publishers alike. The service now has 250,000 titles from more than 2,000 publishers, and has so far raised more than £6 million as a company since being founded back in 2016. Here's Goche now with more on his goal to democratize education and the story of Perlego.
Perlego means the verb to read in Latin. Our dream is to build that simple space where you can find all your core learning material, seeing everything on the platform. Perlego actually was born from one of my personal pain points I had whilst at university, which was expensive price of textbooks. I was buying an accounting book worth £200. I was reading two chapters of the book and never using it again. I was using a streaming service for music and for movies, and I thought, surely when it comes to textbooks, you never really want to own the content, right? You just want to access the content. So that's kind of where I got the idea from Perlego, to build up a streaming service for textbooks. So if we're to look at textbook price increase, it's actually increased by 847% since 1982, or three times the rate of inflation. So it's a huge problem on the student side, where students are finding books too expensive, but also on the publisher side, the reason for the increasing price is due to secondhand book sales, which cannibalizes 30% of their market, and then piracy, which is a further 28% of their market. So publishers are trying to, you know, create revenue in any way possible, releasing newer editions. I'm sure you've seen it. You had the third edition instead of the second edition, where it's just a new cover, because of this whole leakage in the market. On the plagiarism side, we stream the books to the end user. They can never download it on their local device, apart from if you use the iOS and Android app. You can download the book on those. I think the leakage happens because the price and the inconvenience and the simple space of Perlego, where you have everything in one simple space, really resonates. Very similar to music, right? Do you still download music illegally? Probably not, because the convenience of having everything in one simple space works for you. The same with your educational content. So now, to date, we work with over 2,300 publishers. It's a really, really exciting time for us. The way we approached the market was looking at how many students do you have in the world, 252 million, but actually how many use textbooks today, and it's about 40 million. Our core focus right now is in Europe, so we focused on the 2.2 million students in the UK, and the biggest cohort within that is business, economic and management, where you have over 300,000 students currently reading that. So that was the first cohort we built up for the student market. I think a lot of publishers are quite positive about the model initially, but it was just, how would it look? What would the dynamic look like in the future? So what we say to publishers is, look, we're trying to bring the industry back to growth. I think what Perlego does really well in the market is we do three things really well, is we give them all the data collection back on consumption metrics. So one of our publisher partners, you can see who's been reading what, which title, which subject's most popular, really powerful information which allows them to reinvest into better content. The second thing I think we do very, very well is targeting these price-sensitive audiences like students who don't really want to buy the textbooks anymore. If you look at subscription economy, the subscription economy has grown by over 50% in the last 2 years alone, right? So by building a platform like Perlego, you can bring the industry back to growth. And then thirdly, I think what we do quite well is we target new verticals or new territories. So one of our business angles is we target professionals or businesses. So for example, you could buy Perlego because you get the best books in sales or leadership and you use it as a lifelong learning tool. I think a lot of universities are actually trying to push affordability and accessibility towards their students. So actually we've got a few university partners who prepay Perlego for their students. So let's say you join a university in France, they prepay 50 accounts and you've got your MBA, all your books on Perlego when you start your MBA. So some of the approaches we build with universities is we create their custom reading lists. You join Perlego, you can see exactly what books you're reading at your university. It's also interacting with the content, showing universities that actually some of the books on the reading list are not at all consumed. So trying to make the content more impactful and making sure that more students actually consume the content. Something I've realized is that on average, a textbook is read about 21%. So you never read a textbook from A to Z, right? You dip into content depending on what you want. And I think actually right now, and this is something we're building on Pelego, is a collaborative learning environment. The fact that you can highlight with your friends, you can create discussion boards, you can learn with others, I think that's really powerful. So we raised an initial seed round of £850,000, and part of that was all about validating a few key hypotheses. Could we build up the content? So could we build up the supply? And in the first sort of 6 weeks, we closed 100 publishers, so we managed to do that. And could we build a product that students love? As you probably are aware, your V1 of the product is never your finished product. But we started to see that we had a very good engagement with our super users, and then we continued to develop it from there. So we've got 2,300 publishers, over 300,000 titles. We're growing by thousands of users every month. It's a really, really exciting time for us. We're opening up Germany in September and Italy in October. So we're starting to do internationalization. Growth is done in three ways. The first is growth through the product you build. We believe we're a mission-driven company and we're trying to create a company that people absolutely love, or a product that people absolutely love. To give you an example, we don't have all the content yet, but people still stay with us because they're really bought into our mission. The second bit is, of course, your content is your correlation to your growth. The more content you onboard, the more users that come on board, and the lower your customer acquisition cost. And then I think thirdly is offering other tools and an efficient way to learn or study smarter. So what do I mean by that is, for example, following your professor on Pelego, sharing notes with your friends on Pelego, going from just the book platform to a whole learning ecosystem. I think when we started this, our messaging was much more around, you know, the publishers are really ripping off the students. But we've come to realize that actually we want to bring the industry back to growth by hitting the inflection point of a pure digital product. The beauty of a platform like Pelego is one ebook, you can tailor the needs of hundreds of thousands of users, compared to in print where you've got to pay for distribution, wholesale, retail costs, right? So it's a much more efficient business model. And I think publishers are shifting towards that. They want to make better businesses, which are much more lean. And this is a perfect way to do that. In terms of growth, it's much more internationalization, trying to validate other territories, but also in different cohorts of content. So now we're trying to bring on much more medicine content where the price is even higher and the problem is so much larger. So looking to other verticals and then other territories in terms of growth on the user side. One of our core stakeholders in this model is actually professors. We've identified that if one professor promotes your product, you get 200-300 students using Pelego straight away. But more importantly, professors are really conscious of the affordability of content. They feel almost embarrassed to ask students to pay £200 for a book nowadays. So we have panels with professors who give us the feedback, what we should do in terms of, you know, our product development. And I think that's what drives us forward compared to other players in the market, is we really listen to our users and we're really trying to create a product that people absolutely love. It's been really, really exciting. I think being a founder is a very difficult adventure, but also you get so much satisfaction from it. So I started this at university. I think you need a bit of the ignorance of use, or the ignorance of not knowing the industry. The reason I say that is if I had known about the complexity of the publishing world, I probably would have never started a business like Pelego. But yeah, I mean, my personal journey as well has gone much more from the initial scrappy hustler who got the publishers on board to now managing a team of 30 people and making sure everyone's inspired to grow this business. So I think you grow as a founder and you take different stages of that development. My core learning from anything of building up Pelego is all about one thing and one thing only: people, people, people. Amazing people build amazing companies, and one superstar has the same effect as 15 other people who are the same. So my core focus, I think 40% of my time right now, is making sure I have the absolute best people that I can possibly find. For me, it's really been seeing people within our organization grow. So when we started this, we had no idea what we were doing, and we've grown an awful lot. I think right now we've hit an inflection point in the industry, and I'm really excited to see where the industry goes in the next 2 to 3 years.
That's all the time we have on today's show. Thank you very much to Gauthier Van Melderen for coming in to share the story of Pelego. Thank you very much as well to Alex Port-Felix, our studio manager, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.